It's all love. It's all love. It's all love. Sweets, only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap because it's filthy.
Peace. This is the Last Call for Knowledge podcast, a podcast where we strive to empower each other on topics to increase our knowledge, and an honest space to engage and to challenge the status quo and to discuss all things that are socially conscious through diverse perspectives. I am your host, Martin Ali, and welcome back to episode 18. Yo, peace family. Today we have on the Last Call for Knowledge is the good brother, Roz. He is a man of the people, a serious entrepreneur, a man of knowledge. Ross is a man who went to Morehouse. He has a strong focus for uplifting our community by spreading knowledge about economic growth. He is a co-founder of several startups, one in particular, Bro Capital, which is about bringing everybody together about investments, life insurance, and anything that can bring you economic value here and right now in the present moment. Today, we are here to discuss with the good brother his newest venture of becoming an author. Bro, I'm excited to have you today. Feel free to tell us more about yourself and the book.
Please, appreciate that, Martin. I'm definitely thankful to be a guest on the show today, and thank you for taking time out to speak with me.
Yes, sir.
And as you mentioned, shout out to the people out there listening. My name is Ross Hassan. I am, as the good brother Martin just said, I'm an entrepreneur, investor, and now author of the We Gonna Speak It Into Existence, the best-selling Heal Thy Hustle,
yes, the
Wellness Guide for Go-Getters, the book to keep you healthy while you're on the road to riches. Too many of our favorite entertainers and entrepreneurs and executives have succumbed to health issues that could have been dealt with much earlier, but you know, one can only infer why they didn't have time or prioritize their health much earlier. But even from my own experience of my own health issues and figuring out how to take care of myself, pretty much just put together a guide, a working guide for myself,
okay,
and the things that have worked for me, and decided to share that with the people. And I'm looking for feedback because I know that all bodies are different. Everybody's different. So I'm looking for feedback, but we can definitely get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about the book myself. And I know that it's been like 10 years in the making for you, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
And in this present time and moment, we see everybody, you know, we masked up, we have the mask on, COVID-19 is going, and there's people who don't want to get the vaccine, people who do want to get the vaccine, but I think it's an all-time high of understanding the importance of being healthy. And so I think this book is going to bring back those regimens of daily takes of what we should be putting into our body, the holistic part of it. So brother, my first question is about the book and the content. So you give us these recipes about healthy food, and I know a lot of times people, you know, we love food, we like it to taste good, but a lot of times people think that healthy food can't have that same taste of being, you know, very good as our normal diet. And sometimes we think that having a healthy diet is very expensive and not affordable with a lot of us living in food deserts. And so speak to us about, you know, the regimen and the taste of healthy food and how we're going to get past the taste bud part of it and focus on our health and not focus on food being very expensive.
That's a great question, bro. And I must start at the top or start at the bottom, however you want to look at it, with addiction, right? Where we think about addiction in terms of narcotics, we think about addiction in terms of sometimes food. But I would say, and this is a number that I'm throwing out there, so yeah, when you go to fact check it, if I'm wrong, okay, 95% of Americans are addicted to sugar. 95% or more are addicted to sugar. And that's why when we taste, when we bite into an apple, it doesn't do anything for us, because our brains are so wired to sugar. As we talk about, sugar is one compound, chemical compound away from being cocaine. Like, they molecularly, the structure is so similar that, yeah, it fires off the same things in the brain when we eat sugar. So the reason why fruits and veggies and things don't, one of the reasons why is because we're addicted to sugar and we're expecting for that rush to go through our bodies when we bite into that thing sweet. So first and foremost, one of the things I talk about in the book is avoiding processed added sugar. And in America, that is actually a very difficult task, because I found out that I'm actually allergic to added sugar. Oh, wow. So anything that says 1 gram of added sugar, I don't want to eat it, right? And teaching people how to look at or how to look for the sugar content in their foods, and 2 grams here, 3 grams there, often tell people that, you know, shout out to cannabis being more popular arguably than ever before, but people know how to count grams when it comes to cannabis, right? They know about a gram, 3.5 grams, even 28 grams is an ounce. But when we look at the back of that Gatorade and we see 56 grams of sugar, we look at the cereal, that first thing that we eat in the morning, we see over an ounce of sugar in the cereal as well, right? And we just talked about how sugar and cocaine are very related, you know what I mean? So once we start talking about all of these grams of sugar that we're consuming throughout the day, it's easy to see how our bodies are thrown off. So that's the first thing, is avoiding white sugar, and you really want to eat live foods. The second thing is, as you talked about the food and how it tastes, many people, we think of the seasonings, air quote, the seasonings in our food as just for the taste, where we don't take them into consideration for their medicinal properties. So, you know, I know a lot of people love garlic bread, you know, but garlic is one of the most accessible and one of the most beneficial herbs that are out there. When I'm traveling, I keep some garlic on me for not only keeping my immune system healthy by keeping my gut flora tight. You know, it warms the body up. Even the gladiators back in the day would take garlic before getting into the ring because they thought it would enhance their physical performance. And it's some special things that garlic does. But the even thinking about hot sauce, right? Hot sauce is nothing but a cayenne pepper tincture. You know, cayenne peppers and vinegar, and we just let it sit for a minute. You know what I mean? Okay. So thinking about food differently, and thinking about the herbs that we typically come in contact with, and how we can use them to not only season our foods, but how we can use them to aid us and benefit us in health. And so I also go into, when you're staying away from foods with a lot of sugar in them, what do you do, right? What do I do when I want that candy fix? And it's funny, because when I was in Africa years ago in Ghana, I was over there, and nothing like a Black woman's opinion to get you on the right track. I was over there for about a month, and I was like, yo, where's the candy at?
Yeah.
And one of the young ladies looked at me and she was like, candy? Grown men don't eat candies.
Yeah.
And it kind of just, like, you know, blew my mind. Like, yeah, you're right. I am a grown man. I don't eat candy no more.
Word.
So I had to, I got into dried fruits. I got into dried mangoes. That became kind of my go-to. And also, I've learned that you want to be sparingly on the dried fruits as well, because, you know, you took all the water out of them. So your body has to use a whole lot of water to actually break them down and do that whole thing. So even sparingly on the dried fruits. But yeah, man, long story short, you have to detox yourself from sugar so that way your taste buds go back to normal. Like, that's extremely important. Also, shout out to all these, being an organic food spot that is, you know, available in some neighborhoods, and they have relatively moderate prices. But when you go to any grocery store, you typically want to shop around the edge of the grocery store, because that's where the live food is. That's where the fresh food is. Once you start getting into packages and preservatives, now we start talking about sugar, excessive amounts of salt, all of this other, you know, red 40, yellow, blue, you know what I mean, green 6, all of the stuff that you really can't pronounce or actually know what it is, that's poisonous in the food. So I know I kind of went a few different ways with it, But yeah, man, even thinking about, you know, not adding salt, how you can substitute celery in your food for salt, or you can use dates for the sugar, or, you know what I mean? You can use some fresh, some real honey, as opposed to using some artificial syrup or just straight up sugar on top, right? So if the sugar wasn't already in it, you know what I mean? If the sugar didn't come out from the seed and it's naturally in there, if they added sugar later as an ingredient, stay away from it.
Hey, facts, bro. It's important to say all of that, and I agree with you 100%. Shout out to Aldi's too, man. Well, they have one back home in St. Louis, right in the middle of my hood. And it's accessible. Word. It's very affordable. It takes EBT for people who live in food deserts.
Yep. Word.
But that's also, so you hit on a key topic about substitutes. That's substitutes for all things. And so our people, we love the snack. We love that white sugar. We love potato chips. We love our hot Cheetos. But you can go and get a bag of plantain chips, you know, that has flavor to it, you know, and just drinking water, hydrating is another one. We sometimes avoid water, and we quick to pick up a Gatorade thinking that the electrolytes is all that we need within our body for nutrients to when we have that salt depletion. But this all comes back to discipline and having integrity for our bodies and our livelihood, as we see a lot of people right now who, you know, rest in peace to the brothers and sisters, but they're passing away at young ages.
Yeah, man.
One of the things is the physical health, like what it, how it makes you feel. So me being in the military, man, I hate getting up and they telling me, yo, we got to run 3 miles this morning. We got to run 4 miles this morning. We're working on our upper body, our lower body. We're doing squats. You know, we eating salad today for lunch and not a burger. Mm-hmm. It may not be the thing that you want to do, but after you do it, it's this self-satisfaction that you have and gratitude for your body, and you start to appreciate yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so
yep, I do.
A lot of times once we do those 3 miles and we get done, we feel good about ourselves. And so yep. I think if our people start that discipline and that regimen and have that integrity, once their body get used to it, they're going to start feeling good about themselves. They're going to start having self-worth. So I think that your book is going to play into the role of that once they start doing it, because you also have these plans that are 7 day long for wellness. Some that go up to 14 days and you will start seeing progress. So if you tell somebody, hey, give me 2 weeks, give me a month. And I guarantee you, if you stick to the plan, you can start seeing results in progress. Speak to me on how you develop that regimen for the 14 days and 7 days of wellness when people can start seeing some actual results within their health.
Definitely, man. Again, man, this is from my own experience of, you know, as I just mentioned, finding out later on in life that I'm allergic to white sugar. And, you know, I would get hives and it's, you know, eczema, so on and so forth. And I'm trying to figure out where I cut out the dairy. And things improved then, but it wasn't until I actually realized that any added sugar was messing me up. So it's all from my own experience. And one of the things that's very simple that anybody can do right now, and this plays into, you know, and the book is written from an entrepreneur or a go-getter's lifestyle with the understanding that you're on the move, you're on the go. So the recipes are quick, simple, easy, and the tips are, you know, made to work with an active lifestyle. So one of the very first things that I tell people, and I promise you, if you do this one thing for 14 days straight, you will see a difference in your body, you will see a difference in your brain, and you'll just see a difference in your overall wellness, is eat your salad first thing in the day. Eat the salad for breakfast. Because I found as an entrepreneur, if I've got lunch meetings, I've got dinner meetings, I'm at the office, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, it's real easy for me to not eat until lunchtime, and then I want to go get a, like you say, you may get some burger or chicken, and then, you know, it's dinner time, you may have a happy hour meeting and you're getting some alcohol and this and that, whatever, you might get dessert, and then by the day ends, you're not interested in doing any of those healthy things, right? Because your willpower is depleted, you're at the point where it's like, it's time to treat myself for this hard work that I've done today. So I tell people, and my sister has actually tried it and it's worked for her, is eat that salad first thing in the day. So get those. And when I talk about salad, I'm talking about the rainbow. So just think about the rainbow, where green should be the most abundant color, right, in your salad.
Okay.
Whether that be spinach, romaine. I really don't like iceberg because there's not too much nutritional value in it. But I'm a fan of spinach. I'm a fan of arugula. Just very deep green greens, whatever it is, whatever you like, whatever your taste buds are amenable to. Then on top of that, I'll add, then like you say, I'll go to the rainbow. I'll start with the red. I may cut up some strawberries. I may have a couple oranges that I add to it. The yellow, I'll add some lemon juice on top. Already got my green. I may add some blueberries, or if I got some blackberries or something like that. I may chop up some garlic. I'll mince some garlic and put it on the salad. I'll add, if I got some hemp seeds or some sunflower seeds or something like that, I'll add those to my salad. And then I'll top it off with just a little sprinkle of cayenne. That lemon juice and that cayenne together will keep you away from all of those, unhealthy preservative-laden salad dressings. So cayenne, pepper, and lemon juice on the salad to make it go. And then I may add some celery or something like that. But I put all of that in there in the morning. So that way, if by lunchtime comes, if I get another salad, great. I had two salads for the day, but I've already knocked it out. And then, like you say, I've gone through my day. The very first thing that I did in that day after I woke up and gave gratitude for being here another day, I prioritized my health. I put my body as the first thing, and not just my body, but my mind as well, because the brain is a part of the body. So when you're feeding your body great food, it's going to affect your brain as well, and that also plays into exercise. One of the things in the book that I talk about too is that second point is anything worth doing is worth doing poorly. So just as we talk about, like you say, that's the feeling good about yourself when you're actually eating well, the same thing with investing, right? Even if I can't get a full workout in, or even if I can't get the eat salad all day, or I can't invest $1 million every single month, if I'm doing just $10 a week, $10 a month, if I'm eating a salad when I can, if I'm getting 15 minutes in at the gym versus, an hour, that's still better than nothing. So on the days when I don't feel like going to the gym, when it's cold outside and I don't want to change my clothes and, I got other stuff to do, one thing I'll do is I'll tell myself, give myself the grace and mercy of, hey, man, do 15 minutes in the gym. Go to the gym for 10 minutes. Don't even change your clothes. And then, you can leave after you do something, right? And then, of course, the way that the mind works, the body works, it started getting good to me. And then I'm in there for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes or something like that. You know what I mean? So I'm a certified herbalist and certified personal trainer. So when you're being intentional about your movements, even if you're walking up the stairs at your job, right, or taking the stairs versus taking the elevator, parking your car further away from the gym door versus parking it right at the door, or walking to the store versus taking a car if the neighborhood and is safe enough, so just a very little things that you can do to be intentional about getting your health together. And the last point that I'll mention that is very basic, but it can add a lot of value to people, is that taking baths, immersing yourself in warm water. If you have the opportunity to take a bath, I know not everybody has a bath. Some people are living in places with only stand-up showers, and that's cool. But if you do have the opportunity to take a bath, you are blessed with a bathtub, please utilize that. Take a bath, submerge yourself into warm water. It's great for your skin. It's great for your internal organs. It's great for relaxation. And when you think about, one of the things that I'll talk about in the book is how humans, getting back to that old natural way of life, how humans, for us to bathe ourselves for centuries, eons even, we had to submerge ourselves into the river, into the water. It's not until recent that, water sprinkles over our body and then we count ourselves as clean. So submerging yourself in the water is extremely important. So eat that salad first thing in the day. Something is better than nothing when it comes to the gym, right? You don't have to try to be a bodybuilder in there. And then that last thing is take a bath, at least one bath every 7 days. If you do that, or take more than that, you know what I mean? If you do those three things, I promise you, in 14 days, you will experience a different quality of life.
Hey, man, I'm excited about the book. Yo, if the listeners right now, ain't taking notes, go back and re-record these last 20 minutes and listen to the Jews the brother just gave us. And this is just a snippet of what's inside the book. Bro, if you don't mind telling them before we close out, how to find you, and how to purchase the book, and then your last social media handles, how they can navigate and connect with you. Because when they start seeing these results, I'm quite sure they're going to want to reach out and thank you. So if you can plug us in with the website, and I will have it in the description below, but you can just tell us how to find you, bro, and then we'll close it out.
Absolutely, man. You can find me. My name is Ras Hassan. R-A-S is my first name. Hassan, A-S-A-N. You can find me. And then, of course, if you just Google me, I'm certain you'll find me, Ras Hassan. And you can purchase the book at www.healergang.com, H-E-A-L-E-R-G-A-N-G.com. Healergang.com is where you purchase the book from. By the time, well, actually, this the book is on pre-sale right now. My birthday is on December 27th, and it'll be going out on December 27th into inboxes. And yeah, by the time, you know, this interview comes out, it'll be closer to the release of the book, I'm sure. So people can also find me on Facebook at Ras Hassan, R-A-S-A-S-A-N. You can find me on Twitter, Ras Hassan, and then also on Instagram as God Bro, G-O-D-B-R-E-A-U-X. And yeah, man, that's pretty much how you can find me, Ras Hassan. Google it, healergang.com. I'm out there for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bro, I want to thank you again for coming on the airways today and blessing us and always being a man about the people and building us up and uplifting us. We look forward to the book. I was excited to hear that you had a book coming out in regards to everything else you're doing. And so this is like the icing on the cake for me when it comes to you and your progression. So I'm only amazed to see where you're going to go next with it. Thank you for being a man of who you are and being somebody who's actually manifesting your dreams. And if y'all don't, please get the book, follow the brother, and I'm quite sure you will learn some juice from him from day to day. That's all I got, bro.
Man, appreciate you, Martin, so much, man. And thank you for allowing me to tap into your audience. And, you know, I trust that they'll be able to grab something from this interview. And maybe we could do it again once the second edition comes out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Peace.
Peace, bro.
Yo, once again, thank y'all for listening. And this is the Last Call for Knowledge podcast, a podcast where we strive to empower each other on topics to increase our knowledge in an honest space to engage and to challenge the status quo and to discuss all things that are socially conscious through diverse perspectives. I am your host, Martin Ali. Thank you for listening. Peace and love. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't want to lose vitamins and minerals, and that's the jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable, so I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant, strictly herbs and rays from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. Eight glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves.
Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid, you know what I'm saying?